One of the toughest lessons that I have learned in my life and that my mindfulness practice has helped me to be able to cope more effectively with is the fact that people come in and out of our lives pretty much all the time. And the suffering really starts, and the difficulties really seem to happen, and the challenges and the difficult feelings come when we are trying to hold on to or cling to everyone that's in our lives. And I don't want anyone to get me wrong and that I'm saying that we should not. I'm not saying that we should not have feelings for people or care for people and that we should not, you know, want to have people in our lives. But this is really about how we deal with the fact that life can be sometimes very transient. It can change on a moment's notice. And as we make our way in the world, we tend to encounter different people. And it's taken me, at 53 years old, almost that long to really make my peace with that. I had an acquaintance probably about 15 years ago that said something to me that has always stuck with me. I was working with her on a community project, and by the way, I really actually liked her, and it was someone that I really enjoyed working with, and it was almost a foreshadowing of what was to come, because she said to me one time that life is kind of like being on a boat going down a river, and that people are always getting on the boat, and other people are getting off of the boat. And when she said that to me, I kind of thought about it, and while it did make sense and I could see it, I didn't necessarily really feel at peace with it. It wasn't really something that I felt, you know, that I could really wrap my head around. And what was really interesting about it was one of those situations where at some point she no longer was working on the project with me, and basically just kind of, you know, went on her way. And it wasn't that anything was wrong. I don't think that there was anything that happened. I guess I will never really know. But when it comes right down to it, it's interesting that even the person who said that to me eventually got off the boat, so to speak. And, you know, someone may wonder, you know, what does mindfulness have to do with this? And I think it's really about how we cope with the fact that people are, you know, constantly, you know, new people are getting on the boat with us, and some people who've been on the journey with us for a while at some point are getting off the boat. And it's really kind of a great, image. It's, you know, it's not one necessarily that brings me a lot of joy always, but it really does describe how it feels. It seems as if in my life, with the various work that I have done, types of work that I've done, and been involved with different things in the community in terms of projects and working with different people, that it just seems like, you know, people come and people go. And with mindfulness practice, what I have found is that, you know, it's not so much the fact that, you know, people come in and out of our lives, and it's actually what really has an impact on our well-being and how we cope with that or not is really about how we view what's happening. In other words, what is it that we're telling ourselves? What is our self-talk like? Are we basically telling ourselves some sort of story? Are we busy being the person that has people come into our lives and always end up leaving us? I have, you know, been around other people who I've heard, you know, complaining or lamenting about this particular situation. And I have done it myself too, because of the fact that sometimes it is not easy. We meet people that we really enjoy being around for one reason or another, and suddenly we wake up one day and find that our business with them is done to a certain degree, and that, you know, it is time for them to move on, or it's time for us to move on. And that is really the part that makes me think a lot in terms of why it's so difficult. And I have come to the conclusion that my mindfulness practice is really beneficial, because when I, you know, when I meet someone for the first time, and let's say if it's someone I really enjoy working with or getting to know, if I can be aware of when my mind is actually beginning to develop any sort of thoughts about wishing that this person would stay in my life for one reason or another, and as I can see those attachments start to develop, and the idea here is not to try to keep ourselves from feeling this way. What it is it's just about being aware of the fact that we're doing it. And I'm not saying that becoming attached to people is wrong or having feelings for people is wrong. It's just when we get to a place where we feel like we can't let go, when we feel like somehow we just cannot accept the fact that at some point life will change and that person may no longer be in our lives. And it's mysterious to me sometimes how I can meet people, and I've done this many, many times, and I, you know, it's for one reason or another, I'm fascinated with them or I'm intrigued with them. And so I begin to develop a belief and start telling myself that, you know, this person can teach me things. This person can make me happy in some way. This person can kind of fill a hole or an emotional hole that I have. And that's when really the trouble starts. And it's very human to do this. It's just a matter of being aware of it so that I don't get carried away with it. Because if I really start to believe these thoughts that I'm having, that's when the trouble really starts. And if I can catch myself and be aware that I am thinking this way, or, you know, starting to develop attachments of some sort, then I can, once I'm aware of it, and there again, it's not about trying not to feel a certain way. It's just that the awareness itself leads to the ability to know that this is what we are doing. And if we know what we're doing, it's much, much harder to develop a storyline in our heads. It's much harder for us to start talking to ourselves in a way or thinking in a way that leads us to, you know, really believe that this person's going to be in our life forever and that nothing is going to change. And really a benefit of this, and I have found this the more I have paid attention to this and the more I have tried to allow myself to be aware when I start feeling this way or starting to feel some sort of an attachment or some sort of need for someone to be in my life for a particular reason, I can actually let go and really enjoy who they are and let them be who they are. And what I find is that if I can be aware or catch myself developing a certain attachment, once I can relax that, I can really be around people and enjoy their company, knowing that at some point my business with them may be done. And I'm not saying business in terms of actual commerce. It's just a phrase that really kind of speaks to me. In other words, you know, we come across people in our lives. Many cases, it's very hard to know why we have crossed paths with people. And sometimes there is just a deeper wisdom that we are not always privy to. There are just reasons that sometimes we don't have for why someone is in our life for a period of time. And I have noticed that the more that, and there again, and I guess this is really where you have to find a balance, it would be very easy to start thinking negatively. And I don't necessarily, I'm not saying that it's good to every time we meet someone or come across someone or encounter someone that we have some communication with or begin to get to know or become acquainted with. It's not to say that we should just start thinking negatively and thinking, well, I really shouldn't try. This person at some point is going to abandon me or leave. You know, there's no point in trying. You know, everybody comes and everybody goes. And eventually, you know, people get on the boat, people get off the boat. So why even try? What's the point of trying? And there again, that is just really a form of self-talk. It's really something that comes from a place where we feel like something bad is always happening to us. And there again, that's just an identity that we can hold on to. And I have done that before. I know what that feels like. I know there have been times in the past when I have met someone new and have felt, you know, I obviously was in the midst of struggling with the fact that, you know, people, you know, basically come into our lives and at some point they move on. And I really found myself just feeling, you know, like, why try? I'm just not really going to try. And the danger in that is that we don't really open ourselves up at all. If we're so closed to the point that we're really not, you know, our hearts are closed to people, we're not really necessarily open to who they are, we're missing out on opportunities of all kinds to benefit from people in all sorts of different ways. Lessons that we can learn, stories that we can hear, you know, perspectives that we may not normally have access to. And I found that it's almost like, in a way, it's, you know, I don't need to make any bargains at all. I don't need to bargain. It's just that, you know, I can, as long as I am aware of the fact that I'm paying attention to my mind and being aware of when I am starting to develop some sort of an attachment, that I don't need to judge myself about it. I don't need to beat myself up emotionally. It's just a matter of, you know, just kind of realizing, okay, you know, I'm doing this again, and just by virtue of being aware of it, I, at that point, can really rest in the fact that, you know, I'm aware of it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And generally what happens is, when we're aware of things, the hold that they have over us tends to really diminish, if not diminish entirely at some point. It's, you know, these are just thoughts that we have, and it's hard to hold on to thoughts if we are not giving energy to them, if we are not, you know, adding things, you know, adding energy or adding fuel to the fire. If, you know, the fires that these thoughts, you know, really represent tend to die out if we don't keep putting wood on the fire. And that wood that we put on the fire is really just a continued obsessive thinking about something, or we continue to become so mired or locked into thought patterns that we just keep, it's almost circular. We keep doing this, thinking the same thoughts over and over and over again. So really, what I'm finding is that it's becoming easier to just let people come into my life. It's almost as if I am just allowing myself to really not have any agenda with people at all. And it still feels a little strange. It does not feel completely genuine in terms of, you know, this is really naturally who I am. It's not naturally who I am. I'm not trying to be something I'm not. It's just a matter of having that awareness of knowing that I'm much better off if I can just go into, you know, meeting new people or encountering new people without any agenda at all. I don't need any assurances to know how long they'll be around. And what's really nice about it is that I can also do this in a way that does not cause me to want to feel negatively. I don't have to have a dark outlook on life. I don't have to feel, and that's the other thing, it's, you know, the other danger in this is when we get caught up in all of our thoughts about people coming into our lives and eventually, you know, moving on, is that we start to believe somehow it has to be something about us, somehow it has to be our fault. And I've done so much of that, and I'm not saying that everyone does that, but I have spent a lot of my life feeling like somehow there must be something that I am doing that is causing, that I'm running people off, that somehow this is, you know, it's got to be my fault. And I know now, and I'm sure it's possible in the past that I probably have, you know, exhibited some sort of behavior. I'm a human being. I'm imperfect. Somehow, I'm sure there may be some people, and I realize not everyone is going to like us. Not everyone is going to want to be around us. But the thing is, I can't really know for sure whether that's the case. I never will know if that's the case unless someone is, you know, civil enough to tell me that. But I can't depend on that. So I think the best thing for me to do is really pay attention to, or kind of what I guess what you refer to as minding my own business. All I can really do is try to be the best me I can be and hope that that's enough. And I really can't control the outcome. And the less that I set myself up to feel like a victim for something that really is just a natural part of life. It's not, there's no one out to get me. There's no perpetrator. So if there's no perpetrator, there's really no victim. And in this case, the only victim is me because I'm choosing to be a victim. So if there is a perpetrator, it's me. And if there is a victim, it's me. And so there's no need to do any of that. And the idea here is that the mindfulness just leads to more awareness that we struggle with this in some way. And once we know that, we don't have to necessarily bend over backwards to try to fix it all or to try to convince ourselves or talk ourselves out of feeling certain ways. It's really about just letting the awareness take hold, trusting in the process, and knowing that at some point we won't struggle with this as much because we're not as engaged in it. It's almost impossible to be aware of something that we're doing or a habit of mind that we're engaging in and still fully believe it and still be fully locked into the trance of believing whatever it is we're thinking about what we're feeling. I really do think it's impossible to do that if we have some level of awareness. And so it's really just a matter of enjoying the beginnings and endings because it's going to happen. It's going to be a part of life. It's taken me 53 years to really learn to do that. And as a result of being out in the community more and doing different types of work and different types of endeavors, I'm starting to encounter people and run into people and have something that I am working with them on for a short period of time. And it's almost as if, because I'm more aware of it, I can sense and kind of feel when that business between us is finished. And what I found is that sometimes I've tried to be aware of this enough and paid enough attention to it that I kind of sense that we're at that point. And so if I can do that, then I'm not struggling and trying to keep something going just for the sake of keeping it going. It's almost as if there's a recognition that I used to not have, that it's like, well, I know, my business with this person is done, that their business with me is done. And then there doesn't have to be any drama about it. There doesn't have to be any hurt feelings about it because it's just life. It's just, this is just the way it works. And I almost feel silly that it's taken me over half of a century to figure this out. But what I'm noticing is that because I am no longer feeling like a victim, I'm no longer feeling sorry for myself because I feel, I'm not holding on to everybody, hoping that, no one's going to leave. There's this tendency to think that more is better, that if we have more people in our lives, that somehow we're going to be happier. And I know that really isn't true for me. I know we all have our own truth, and I'm not trying to talk anyone into that. It's just that I know now that I can not be afraid to open myself up to people and to be who I really am and to give as much as I'm capable of giving, not needing anything in return from them. And that's really where I believe the mindful coping aspect of this. If I can be aware that this is something that I struggle with or when I'm closing myself off from people, I also am in a position to cope more effectively. I know that sometimes people are, my business is going to be finished with them at some point. I don't have to dread that any longer. I don't have to shut myself off. And really, it allows me to be able to experience, what joy that there is in the moment instead of being worried about when someone's going to take off and move on. And somehow, I'm going to be left trying to figure out what I did wrong or what happened. I have a very good friend who I have known for a relatively short period of time, but have become very, very close with. And this is a person who I have really enjoyed getting to know. And I found out the other day that she is going to be actually leaving the state. And it's been a real opportunity for me to not get caught up in feeling like, okay, there it goes again. I finally, make a new friend. I expend all this effort and energy trying to develop a friendship. And look what happens. There's that tendency to feel that way. But this is probably the first time that hasn't happened. I am finding that because of the fact that I knew when I met this person that I may only, you know them for a period of time or be around them for a period of time, and I didn't know how long it would be, that because I really began this, becoming acquainted with this person and went into a friendship, knowing that there's, just because there's a friendship doesn't mean that something can't change. And in this case, this is something that's very, very positive for her. It's something that she has really wanted to and needed to do for a long time. There are, some very compelling reasons why this change needs to happen. And because of the fact that I didn't go into this clinging to the hopes that somehow it would never end, because it's very human to do that. When things make us happy, when people make us happy, we want that to continue. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing bad about that. It's just simply human. But I'm finding that if I can go into friendships or acquaintanceships or whatever it is, knowing that at some point this may, there's a predetermined period of time, I'm not privy to that information. I don't think they are privy to that information. And I can just relax and know that I can just enjoy being around this person for as long as I'm supposed to be. And it's easier said than done. And I certainly don't want to come off like I have mastered this and that there's no pain involved. It's going to be hard to watch this person who I've become friends with leave. And there is going to be sadness. There is going to be a void there of some sort. But that's, that can't be avoided. That is something that, I've decided that I can no longer shut myself off from people because I may lose people at some point. I'm so much better off. It's so much healthier for me to make that effort to get to know people and take that risk and be vulnerable, knowing that, at any time my business with them is finished. And I have found that, just people that I've worked with, very briefly, there have been some incredible conversations with people. I have learned some amazing lessons from people because my mind wasn't cluttered with all of the thinking about how long this person would be in my life, that how were things going to go? Were we going to become friends? Were we not going to become friends? How were things going to unfold? Instead, I could simply really enjoy who this person is and appreciate who they are and mindfully do that and cope with the fact that I can't really control the outcome. I can't know what the future is. So if I can't know those things, I'm much better off just doing the best I can and enjoying as much as I can about the present moment. And I'm finding that it is really helping my ability to be more open with people, to be more available to people, and to ultimately see them for who they really are. It's just a matter of accepting this in the beginning and not needing to have all the answers. And it is much easier said than done. I don't know if I will ever completely be at peace with this, but I at least have begun to appreciate the truth of it for me, because this is the way that I see it. And I know that I'm so much better off even though it's not always pleasant to acknowledge it, that I want to try to live this way, that I want to try to live by the, by knowing that truth about the fact that people come and people go, and people get on the boat and at some point they get off the boat. The idea here is, for me, the boat really represents the metaphor. It's a metaphor for life for me. And I want to stay on the boat. I want to continue to go down the river because that's really where I'm better. I'm much better off if I stay on that boat and continue the journey. I know that for sure. It's just a matter of what my mindset is and what my expectations are. And I'm best really to have as few expectations as possible and just let things be what they are.